Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Art is subjective, but sometimes it pushes the boundaries and becomes so controversial it's considered blasphemous. Brent Plate, a visiting associate professor of religious studies at Hamilton College, discusses what triggers this reaction.
In the 1930s, T.S. Eliot bemoaned living in a world in which blasphemy is impossible. The start of the 21st century has shown us how profoundly wrong he was. An ant-covered Jesus, cartoons of Muhammad, a crucifix in urine, condensed phrases that conjure international uproars, traversing social and political institutions, cultural values, and religious experiences. And the images themselves? Simple uses of color and contrast, line and form that trigger responses. You don't have to believe in magic to register the power of images on human life. Stepping back from the rants and raves of poets, politicians, and preachers, we can trace the tangled webs and find blasphemous images to be a goldmine for cultural analysis. Blasphemy, by which I mean an artwork and the accusations made of it, is a contested, fluid, and dynamic category of meaning that reveal the public's lusts and longings, fears, and repulsions. And it is not only religious images that elicit strong reactions, for modern secular citizens show forth their own dearly held values when attacks on freedom of speech are made, as the flip side of the cartoon controversy demonstrated. George Bernard Shaw once spoke of the evolution of truth, quote, "New opinions often appear as jokes and fancies, then as blasphemies and treason, then as questions open to discussion, and finally as established truths," end quote. Every society has its taboos, and the categorical concept of blasphemy allows us to look to the forbidden symbols of our past. In so doing, we stumble across the structures and strictures of our current culture.
That was Hamilton College's Brent Plate. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. What if God